we share and...
President Obama told the leaders of El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras it is not a lack of compassion, but an obligation to obey immigration laws that is prompting the U.S. to turn back many of those coming to this country's borders. The U.S. president asked the leaders to do their part.
All of us recognize that we have a shared responsibility to address this problem.
Under U.S. law, those who come and seek asylum are given due process, meaning the courts decide whether they can stay or not. The migrants make the dangerous journey across Mexico in the belief that they will get residency permits, a hope that is encouraged by human smugglers. Political analyst Michael Barone says the influx of unaccompanied minors poses a real problem for Mr. Obama.
On the one hand, he has made the arguments that he's increased the number of deportations, that the border is more secure than ever. But it doesn't look like a very secure border. It looks like people are coming over and staying here.
Activists in the Latino community, one of Mr. Obama's main sources of political support, have criticized the deportations. And so President Obama's discussions with Central American leaders Friday included a proposal to further discourage migrants from making the trip north and thus avoid the need for the U.S. to deport them, a pilot program where Central Americans can seek asylum in their home countries, not the U.S. border. White House spokesman Josh Earnest.
The idea here is that in order to deter them from making that dangerous journey, we'd set up a system in coordination with these host countries to allow those claims to be filed in that country without them having to make that dangerous journey.
The plan is drawing fire from opposition lawmakers who are pushing to pass a narrow immigration bill in the coming days before going on their summer recess. That bill includes deploying National Guard troops on the border and assigning more judges to help speed up deportations. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, at the White House.